Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. Kaitaia police have arrested a 61-year-old male in relation to the vandalism of a po at the entrance of the town. They say the po Orongo, which was erected as a reflection of the community's culture, was attacked last Friday. Members of the public and local iwi gave information which helped locate the alleged offender. He's due to appear in the Kaitaia District Court today on a charge of intentional damage. Children's Minister Kelvin Davis says while his apology to ACT MP Karen Chow was genuine, he's not backing down from labelling ACT's policies as racist. Ms Chow, who has Ngāpui connections, was upset at being told she was looking at issues through a vanilla lens and coming from a Pākehā world. Mr Davis says the real issue is her party wants to remove cultural obligations and a commitment to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi from the Oranga Tamariki Act.
What ACT is suggesting, I believe, is a throwback to 19th century colonial government policies of assimilation and integration. You know, in their minds, the only good Māori is a Māori that's assimilated and has accepted the Pākehā world as their world.
Kelvin Davis. The owners of the Tiwai Point Aluminium smelter have agreed to work with Ngaitahu on restoring the whenua around the smelter. The agreement with the New Zealand Aluminium Smelters and Rio Tinto Aluminium was signed on Friday at Te Rau Aroha Marae at Motu Pōhue, that's Bluff, by representatives from Orihiku Runaka and Te Ruranga o Ngaitahu. Tā Tipini O'Regan, the upoko of Te Runaka o Awarua, says he's always believed there's a future for the land and mana whenua can now engage in responsible environmental management and look at a long-term future for Tiwai. And Auckland mayoral candidate Ephesel Collins says regardless of Saturday's outcome, he's proud of the vision he's expressed for the city. He's been talking about a united city that is future-focused, climate-resilient, thinking of its children and creating a society that is just and fair and equal for everyone. He says he put a clear alternative to his main rival, engineer and businessman Wayne Brown.
You know, coming along and saying, oh, I'm just going to make sure that we finish this project and get this project. Those are important activities, but those are management-based activities. Those are the kinds of things that the public service is there for. I think the role of the mayor is to set the vision, and I'm hoping that people will dig deep and then they'll be thinking, when they're thinking about who they take, they're thinking about what's the future of Auckland. Holding us back 20 or 30 years, keeping people in cars, not providing enough housing isn't the way we go forward.
Professor Collins, if people want their votes to count in this year's local body elections, they'll need to get them into the ballot boxes in libraries, council service centres or countdown supermarkets by Saturday. And e hoa mā, that's Wātea News.